there and clear the table.
In a minute.
No, I'm tired of having this argument with you every single morning. I want you to do it now.
I'm watching Dad shovel the snow.
Oh, well, scoot over.
If you listen real close, you can hear him wheezing a little tune.
I don't know why he won't get somebody to do that for him. One of these days, he's just going to keel over out there, and then I won't be able to get my car out of the driveway.
Here's my new birthday list.
Oh, well, let's see. A new bathrobe.
Yeah, I'm going to take a bath every night from now on.
Oh, yeah? And a new desk lamp. I bet you that's so you can do your homework better, huh?
Uh-huh.
And let's see what else we got down here. Oh, a Super Nintendo video game.
Yeah, if that's too many things, cross off the lamp and the robe.
I told you, DJ, we can't afford a video game now.
But all my friends have them, and they make fun of me because I don't.
That's not why they make fun of you, DJ.
It's not fair. Dad, will you get me a Super Nintendo?
No. But if I don't catch my breath, maybe your new daddy will buy you one.
I hate it here. I wish I lived somewhere else.
Well, now, honey, you just remember that wish when you're blowing out your birthday candles.
I'm going to Todd's. He has Genesis.
So did you get it for him?
Yeah, it's at the shop. I even got old Deej an educational game to go with it.
Yeah, did you get the Super Mario Brothers too?
I didn't forget you, dear.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You guys actually got him the video game? That's like $200.
Well, I got a little extra repair work going, so I got a little extra cash. What's your problem, Darlene?
Well, how come when it was my birthday and I hinted around for a leather jacket, I didn't get one?
Well, we wanted to surprise you.
Funny.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm going to the bookstore. Bye.
Well, I'm out of here, too. You work in a restaurant today?
No, I actually got the day off.
Oh, goody for you. What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do, Dan? Sit here on my butt and paint my toenails all day? I'm going to clean the house.
So get out of here, Dan, you big idiot.
It's not like you went and bought me one of those self-cleaning electric Jetson houses.
Like that Sega game, Hedgehog, you gotta power up or you're dead.
What happened?
You're dead. The skeleton stabbed you through the heart. That's your blood.
man, DJ's gonna love this. Once he gets it, we'll never see him again.
Well, let's give it to him now.
One more time.
I'm glad DJ's getting something he really wants. Well, I'm off to my boring job, so someday I can afford to buy myself a car.
Hey! Hold it right there.
What?
Every time your mom and me scrape together a little extra cash, you start hitting us up for a car.
Well, that is the best time, isn't it?
Well, we're sick of it, Becky.
Jeez, you know,
I'm
down there.
Let me finish. So we decided you should have one.
You're going to buy me a car?
That would be great, wouldn't it? But it's just not us. No. What we will do is match you dollar for dollar. Whatever you put down, we'll put down the same.
Really?
Same for insurance, 50-50.
That's a deal.
So, how much you got saved up?
About 400.
Already? Congratulations. Today's the day.
You're not getting off that easy. Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah, well, you've been working real hard, so we figure you deserve the very best car that no more than $2,200 can buy. Lanford Custom Cycle. Hey, Deej, what's going on? Oh, no. Well, is she okay? Let me talk to her.
What's going on?
Your mom threw her back out.
How bad?
I don't know yet.
Oh, God, I hope it's not like that last time. It hurt her just to take a deep breath.
Hey, honey, are you okay? She's breathing okay. Okay, I gotcha. Easy. Just a few more steps.
Well, don't let go because I'll tip over.
So what happened? You hurt yourself while you were cleaning?
No, I didn't even get that far.
You didn't try to shovel the walk, did you?
You got me.
So was it your upper back again?
No, it's my whole back. It kind of just like totally spasmed out, you know? I was screaming so loud, DJ could hear me from next door. After about an hour, he came home to see what was wrong.
We should call a doctor.
No, he's just going to tell me to stay in bed and take it easy and not do anything. Okay, call him.
Well, sorry, Mom, but unless you're going to die or something, I'm late for work.
I'll survive.
See ya.
Yeah. She kissed me. She must know about our car deal.
Uh-huh.
Did she kiss you?
No, but she hugged me and called me Daddy.
All our kids have a price, don't they, Dan?
Here's the heating pad.
Oh, DJ, I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to be able to make you a birthday party until I'm feeling better.
Well, can't Grandma do it?
Grandma?
You can go now, DJ.
Your mother's coming?
Yeah, I sort of called her.
And what did you tell her?
That I was in excruciating pain.
Oh, jeez, Roseanne, couldn't you think of me first?
Well, Dan, you're going to be at work and the kids are going to be at school. I need somebody here to take care of me. I can't even get out of bed.
All right. Once you're back on your feet, she's out of here.
Okay.
I'll get you some tea.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, Wayne Newton. Rosie, come out here, quick. Wayne's here.
Nice try.
Damn.
How are those apple pancakes, dear?
Oh, they're perfect.
Remember how I always made them for you when you were sick?
Oh, you were so great. You would feed a fever and a cold.
You were such a horrible patient. I had to hide your medicine in your food.
What kind of medicine?
Oh, whatever I had that would make you drowsy.
Okay. Hi, did you get all the stuff I wanted?
Yes, my queen. Here are your magazines. And there is the hand lotion, under-eye moisturizer, cuticle cream, and 3 emery boards.
Well, where's my gum?
Oh, here.
Oh. No, I didn't want spearmint. I want peppermint.
So?
Spearmint doesn't make me feel better.
Just chew it. I haven't even had a chance to say hi to my own mom yet. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Jackie.
Well, how you doing?
Well, even in the middle of an ugly divorce, life goes on. Fortunately, I still have one daughter who asks me to visit.
Say that. She's treating you like a slave here.
Which is more than I could expect from you, dear.
Morning.
Oh, happy birthday, DJ.
Can you get out of bed yet?
No, honey, I'm sorry, I can't.
What about my cake?
I'll make you one, DJ.
I want one from the store like Mom makes.
Well, you're just gonna have to suffer.
This stinks.
Where's my birthday kiss?
Come and get it.
And he's my favorite.
He's at that age where the whole world revolves around him.
Yes, my little boy's becoming a man.
So have you told Leon you hurt your back and you wouldn't be in for a couple days?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I think he believed me.
Hey.
Hey.
DJ home?
No.
Oh, you know where he is?
No, but I think my mom picked him up from school.
Hmm. I went to the school to surprise him. I was going to take him out for ice cream.
Oh, well, I guess you had to eat the ice cream all by yourself then, didn't you, honey?
Well, I was just trying to make his day a little special. It's his 10th birthday.
Dan, have you got any more tape?
I'll go get it.
You know, you've been throwing your back out like this since you were like 15, you know.
No kidding.
Don't you think you ought to do something about it?
Well, what would you suggest, Jackie?
Well, back when I was a cop and got injured in the line of duty.
Oh, please. You fell down a flight of stairs. Stop making it sound like you threw your body on a live grenade.
I hurt my back, is the point. And I have always found exercise to be the answer.
Really? Well, that's great. Well, why don't you jog out into the kitchen and make me some hot chocolate?
They just pulled up.
Oh. Well, where do you want the video game, then? Up on top?
No. Put it under the bed.
Okay. Yeah, see? We're going to make him open all the other presents first. And then when he starts whining and being real bratty about how he didn't get the video game, then we'll give it to him, and then he'll feel really stupid.
Most parents would just give him the gift.
What?
Super Nintendo.
I know it's a little extravagant, but he seemed to want it so much we stopped off on the way home.
Dad, help me hook it up.
Sure.
Well, DJ, don't you want to open all your other presents?
Later.
I guess I'll just get started on the birthday cake.
Well, make sure you put some extra medicine in Dan's piece.
Well, thank you, Becky. I wanted everything to be special for DJ.
Can I go now?
No, you're not playing your video game till you've had your birthday cake.
Oh, all right.
How's it going in there?
Fine, dear.
Is Dan still mad?
No, Rosie, everything's good.
Is he lying, Jackie?
No, Roseanne, he's fine.
Okay.
Dan. I'm really sorry that I didn't check with you first.
Don't worry about it, Bev. I can take the game back and get him something else. It's no big deal.
You know, Dad, you shouldn't keep that anger all bottled up like that. You'll just get diarrhea.
I said I'm fine, darling.
How's the job, Becky?
Why?
I'm changing the subject, Becky.
Oh. Well, they moved me up to the express line.
Really? Well, they must have a lot of confidence in you.
Yeah, right. All I have to do is count to 10.
Don't wear mittens. It'll slow you down.
Mother!
Well, it was funny, Becky.
Well, I'm glad you're all laughing. I'm the one who's got to go back there tonight.
You're working pretty hard these days, aren't you, sweetheart?
Yeah, well, I'm saving up to buy a car. Dad's matching me dollar for dollar, so I'm really trying to break the bank.
But what about your schoolwork?
Oh, I'm doing it.
And your social life, you can't be having any fun.
Well, I guess I don't really see Mark that much.
Nice going, Bev. You gave away the plan.
I don't know. It just seems like such a shame.
Can we do the cake now?
Of course, sweetheart.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
What happened? Did you forget the words?
He took off.
Oh. Well, I'll have his piece.
You know, Becky, all these years I've been driving your grandfather's hand-me-downs. It's time I had a new car of my own. But the one I have is in very good condition.
Weren't you making coffee, Mom?
In a minute, dear. Becky, you don't have a car, and soon I'll have one too many.
Bev?
Oh, Dan, she's got years ahead of her where she'll have to work. Let her enjoy herself while she's young.
Mom, don't you think you ought to use that car for a trade-in?
It's your father's money, dear. It's my pleasure to spend it.
No.
Why not?
We have an arrangement.
Dad, I can get a car for nothing.
You'll get a car by working for it.
But Dad, if I have a car, it'll be easier for me to get to work.
Bull, the minute you get a car, you'll find some reason to stop working.
I can't believe you think that. That's so unfair.
We had a deal.
Well, I like Grandma's deal better.
Becky, it's better to earn something than to have it just handed to you.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've never had anything handed to me before.
All right, like your life just stinks.
It would make me happy to do this, Dan.
Well, Bev, that's why I had these kids, just to make you happy.
Aren't you being a little unreasonable?
I don't think so.
Well, at least go up and talk to her.
Why don't you do it? You're doing such a great job deciding what's right and wrong for my kids. They obviously don't need me.
New car.
Yep. You know, I didn't have to come down tonight, Mr. Connor. I had
some paperwork
myself. You gonna let Becky have the car?
You know about that already?
Well, she called me right after you left the house.
Well, what advice did you have for her, Mark?
I asked her why she wanted a no lady car.
Interesting approach.
Yeah, they worked it all out without you.
What exactly did they work out?
Well, your wife gets Grandma's car and Becky gets your wife's old car. But Becky keeps working and you're still going to pay half when she goes to get a better car.
They leave me any cake?
Dan!
In here! Bev, this is Mark. Mark, this is Becky's grandmother.
Hey.
Is this the boyfriend?
It is.
Well, I understand what Becky sees in you. You look like that Fonzie fellow who's so popular these days.
Thanks. Well, nice meeting you. I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Carter.
Hey.
Well, you came down here to get away from me, and here I am.
I had some work to do.
You know, as I was buying DJ that gift, I just knew I was doing the wrong thing. But while we were in the car, he asked me if Grandpa married this other lady, would she be his grandma, too?
Ouch.
Yeah. So I started to think that without Grandpa Al, maybe I wouldn't be as welcome. He's always been fun for the kids. All I ever seem to say is, get your finger out of your nose. So I was just going for a little extra popularity.
Well, you know what? I guess I was too. I mean, it isn't often that I could afford to get something nice for my kids, and I had two shots today, and somehow you aced me out of both of them.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I yelled.
That's okay. It made me feel like part of the family.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the kids don't like Grandpa any more than they like you.
Thank you. And I've got an idea. Until Roseanne's back is better, I'll just take care of my kid, and you can take care of yours.
Deal.
Dan, I'm not sure you ever knew this, but I wasn't too thrilled when Roseanne married you.
You wore black to the wedding.
But I have to say, you've turned out to be a wonderful husband and father.
And
what?
What do I get?
What do you mean?
Well, come on. You gave Roseanne a car.
Oh, damn.
No. All I need is a TV. Big screen. Oh. And a satellite dish. I will fix the car,
you
Becky.
You always fix it, and it always breaks down.
It's a little temperamental in cold weather.
Mom, what's the point of me having a car if it won't even get me to work?
Well, it'll get you close.
I had to just take it down to the junkyard and sell it.
Oh, it'll never get you that far.
It stinks.
You'll get a new car when you earn a new car. Until then, this is better than the bus.
Well, the bus gets better mileage.
You're not helping.
Gee, Becky, you've been griping to drive that car ever since you got your damn license. Now it's yours.
Yeah, well, it's not fair. You get Grandma's car and I get your old mom.
Well, what can I say? My mommy's better than your mommy.
Great.
How you doing?
Two more swords and I'm queen of the monkey people.
I meant your back.
Oh, well, I can't do the laundry, and I'm not making dinner, so why do you ask?
Because you have a doctor's appointment. We gotta go.
I don't want to.
He's not going to hurt you.
Yes, he will. He'll tell me I'm fine, then he'll tell me I should do the laundry and make dinner.
We'll just have to risk it, dear.
Why are you making me do this?
Because I love you.
No, you don't love me. You just want me to get better.
Keep moving.
Mommy. Grandpa Al, it's Darlene. Yeah, really. Well, I know I haven't called you that much, but, you know, Grandma was here and she was talking about you, so I just got to thinking. What'd she say? Oh, well, it's not important, and I mean, I didn't believe any of it anyway. But she's really sucking up. I mean, Becky got a car, and DJ got this really expensive video game. No, I didn't get anything. I don't know. Probably because I stuck up for you one too many times. But hey, what's right is right. So, when are you coming into town?